The lower level of Grand Central is usually where people get lunch and catch local trains to Westchester.
Can I have the brown rice and the sesame chicken?
But behind the closed doors at gate 115, there's another world taking shape. To the west of Grand Central's tracks, in an area formerly used for underground train storage, contractors are building a whole new terminal for Long Island Railroad trains. Andy Thompson is the project manager.
This area here, from this column line to this column line, will be the main public space of the future concourse.
Hopefully, in 7 years' time, this is where passengers will buy their tickets and newspapers. Right now, it just looks like an underground warehouse. Work on the $7.3 billion project started in the late 60s, then stopped, and then started up again about 2 years ago. Right now, Long Island Railroad commuters come through Queens, go under Manhattan's east side, all the way to Penn Station on the west side. Some of them have to backtrack by subway and cab, adding another 15 to 30 minutes on to their commute. This project would bring them directly to East Midtown through another set of tunnels that will go from the railroad's trunk line in Queens, under the East River, and into Manhattan at 63rd Street. Then they will turn south under Park Avenue to Grand Central.
There are four escalator wellways with 17 escalators in.
The catch is these tunnels lie about 14 stories below ground, and passengers will have to go down that far to catch the train home. At that depth, it's easier for machines to bore through Manhattan's bedrock horizontally.
So we have to make sure we have enough rock cover here that we can actually stitch it together so that basically...
that Manhattan doesn't collapse.
Well, so that Grand Central Terminal can continue to operate without any problems.
But the MTA still needs to dig down through those 14 stories for the escalator shafts. And it's a painstaking process. You can't use dynamite too close to the surface. Hydraulic hammers drill holes in the rock, and workers fill them with a chemical grout. The grout expands and fractures the rock. Then machines drag out the pieces. When I asked Thompson how long that takes, he laughed.
How many feet per day do you get?
It's more like days per feet.
About 50 yards away, there's a shaft that's finished. We take an elevator down. And step out into a piece of Jules Verne's imagination. It's a dimly lit cavern, wide and spacious, with an arched ceiling and craggy floor. The first thing you notice, it's very windy and noisy, like you're standing behind an airplane. The second thing you notice are machines in the distance. One looks like an animatronic dinosaur chewing away at the schist in a jerky, uneven motion. It's called a road header. Thompson picks up a metal knob from a bucket.
That's the pick. That machine has got like 200 of these on the head. It rotates.
So we work through a lot of these, I bet.
About 100 a day.
The wind turns out to be manufactured to help the workers, who call themselves sandhogs, breathe. Giant ventilation tubes snake down from the surface, the air pushed and pulled by fans. John Madel is the project safety coordinator.
It helps keep the dust down, it helps keep the humidity down. Obviously, it's cooler.
The project's about 4 years behind its original schedule. Now, officials say it'll be finished in September 2016. At that point, trains coming in from places like Babylon and Ronkonkoma will arrive at platforms located here, in this cavern. Contractors have already finished most of the tunnels from Queens under the East River and into Grand Central. But Andy Thompson, the project manager, says there's still a lot more work to be done.
We've got a long way.
One reason it's taking longer is the MTA's broken up its big contracts and put them out to bid again in order to save money. Another reason... no one wants Manhattan to collapse. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.